Hello again, Audio Boo. This boo is kind of related to the photo issue, but it's more about giving feedback on the new Audio Boo website. So I've listened to a couple of sites of people, SM2N and Pilgrim Chris, came in on the photo issue and also commented on the new Audio Boo website. I think particularly SM2N, he said personally he doesn't like the new layout. I have to say, personally, I kind of agree. I like the site in general, but it's the profile pages that, yeah, I don't like. And in the same way that SM2N said, it's this idea of tiles, and the tiles being different sizes depending on how much information there is in them. You know, I suppose the best way to describe it is it's kind of like a bunch of post-it notes stuck all over a bit of paper. It's very hard to see which, or to work out which one came first, and I do very much like listening to boos in chronological order. Particularly, you know, if you're looking at an individual profile page, it's somebody's individual boos, and they may sort of reference back to earlier boos, so it is kind of useful to see them in chronological order. And this tile layout makes that a bit difficult. You know, if they have included a photograph or they've got a long title, it makes that tile very big. And then that means it kind of does funny things to the order of the other boos around it, on surrounding tiles, I think. So I do think, that's a bit of a flaw. And SM2N said, yeah, maybe there should be a choice to view, you know, to sort of have two different views. Two different ways that you can choose to view people's profile, and this tile layout, as he said, could be the default view and the view for new users, but for those people who prefer just to have like a more linear chronological timeline, you know, and who, you know, are already avid audio booers and therefore don't need to be drawn in by a really exciting looking page. They're going to listen anyway if they're regular audio booers. They might prefer to have view things, say, in a just a chronological list of boos by a person on their profile. So it might be cool if there was a way of alternating between these two views, or setting it somewhere in your settings to say, I want to view people's profile in this list format, a bit, you know, more like it was before. That sounds like a very good idea, because otherwise I do like, you know, I do like a lot of things about the new Audio Boo website, but that was one thing that I found. I just looked at the page and thought, oh, this is so busy, someone's profile page, it's just really busy, and I'm a bit lost about, I'm sort of so bewildered by the number of stuff in it, I actually don't know what boo to listen to, you know, instead of just going, oh look, there's the most recent boo at the top. That's probably where you'd start normally, but yeah, I'm just sort of so bombarded actually with information, pictures, words, things that I actually felt overwhelmed. So that's just a little bit of feedback for Audio Boo, you know, regarding the website issue. And to say, you know, they've changed it so that before, I think the photographs were kind of maybe restricted in size, and now if you take a high resolution or you know, a large photograph, it comes out quite large on the website, and I'm not sure if maybe they should restrict that somehow, but they have got rid of clicking on a boo and going to a separate page for each boo. Now if you play someone's boo from the profile, it just plays on the profile. So as before, you could probably have a thumbnail of a photo, and then when you clicked on the boo, you went to a separate page, and you could have the photo as big as you wanted, maybe. And probably, I think it was underneath the playing bar for the boo, or to the side of it, something like that. But you could potentially have it quite big on that page, and just a thumbnail on the profile page. But now the boo play off the profile page, you can't really do that anymore. But and in a way, yeah, if you restrict the size of the photos, it will make, it, you know, it may mean that some photos don't look quite as good as they should. But on the other hand, it could make the tiles easier to understand. So, yeah, basically, not so sure that I like tiles, if I'm totally honest, but I do understand what you're trying to do in trying to jazz up the website a bit.